like to declare the meeting open at 10:01. Council acknowledges the Noongar people as traditional custodians of the land and pay our respects to their elders past and present, as well as the pioneering families who shaped Coleridge and area into a thriving community we enjoy today. Councillors, staff and members of the public are advised that the council meeting is recorded for future publications. Can I just ask councillors to speak to the mic when you are moving a motion? I'd like to welcome Mr. Gannaway and Ms. Baldwin, two members of the public who are in attendance at today's meeting. Attendances, apologies, you've got no leave of absence? No. Declaration of interest, as you can see noted on the board there. Councillor Jacobs declared a financial interest in item 8.2.1. As you can see, there's quite a few of us who have declared interest in there as we go down. So I think you can all read that. Right, public question time. Mr. Gannaway?
No question.
Ms. Baldwin?
No.
Okay. Memorials. Shire has been notified of Mr. Graham Mark, passed away since the last meeting. Any other memorials? Passed? Parks. P-A-R-K-S.
I think so.
This is Inter, I-N-T-T-A. Thank you. We do not appear to have any petitions, deputations, presentations, submissions. 7, confirmation of minutes. 7.1, previous council meeting. 7.11, ordinary council meeting. Minutes of the Shire of Coleridge and ordinary council meeting held on Tuesday the 19th of May 2026. Attachment 7.1.1. Could I have someone please move the officer's recommendation, please? Councillor Leach. Someone seconder? Councillor Talbot. Councillor Leach, do you have any? Councillor Talbot? Any other councillors? Right, all in favour? 7.2, committee meetings. CEO performance review occasional committee meeting. Minutes of the CEO performance review occasional committee meeting held on Tuesday, the 9th of June 2026. That's a confidential attachment to be tabled. Could I have someone move the officer's recommendation, please? Councillor Dyer, seconder. Councillor Hickey. Councillor Dyer. Any other councillors? All in favour? 7. Matters requiring a council decision, 8.1, corporate and community services, accounts for payment. As you can see, the different accounts and that. Someone moves the officers. That the officer's recommendation be moved. Councillor Hickey, seconder. Councillor Dickinson. Councillor Hickey, any comments?
I'll have most the recommendation is listed. Thank you.
Councillor Dickinson, any other councillors wish to comment? All in favour? 7 yes. Month 8.1.2, monthly financial report. I will ask Sam if she has any comments or would like to speak on this, please.
Just with our main financials, we're having close to about 3.7 mil in carrying forward surplus due to a few capital projects that will most likely be carried over, and we've also had some savings in some of our plant, capital plant items that we bought, which is going to be huge help. We do have some larger capital plant items that we need to buy in the upcoming budget of 25-26, so that will go towards that. Our receivables, nothing to note there. Rates were at 99%. A small outstanding amount of about $26,000, which is mainly to do with rates that are carried over with pensions and things like that. And there's no outstanding huge salary debtors. And that's it. Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Could I have someone move the office's recommendation, please? Councillor Smith, seconder. Councillor Leach. Councillor Smith, do you wish to comment? Councillor Leach. Any other councillors wish to comment? All in favour? 7%. Governance and compliance. 8.2.1. 2025/2026 budget. Members. Henry, would you like to speak on
this? Basically, we have sold a majority of our blocks. There is one still pending, which may carry over to the 26-27 budget year in regards to transferring the profit on that to our reserves, but this item is just to endorse those extra blocks that we've sold. We hadn't anticipated, and as per the policy, any proceeds from that needs to be transferred into reserves, and to make sure that I do that and don't get picked up from the auditors, council needs to endorse any transfers we make to our reserves. So I yes to do that.
Thank you. Can I have someone who the office recommendation, please? Councillor Hickey, seconder. Councillor Talbot. Councillor Hickey.
I'm happy to move the recommendations.
Councillor Talbot. Any other councillors have any questions? Thank you. All in favour of the officer's recommendations? 7. The delegation registers review. Imagine you wish
the delegation just has some minor amendments to a couple of the items there, but mostly the same as in previous years. If anyone has any questions, please let me know.
Does anyone have any questions before we move it, please? Someone move the officer's recommendation. Please, Councillor Leach. Seconder, Councillor Dickinson. Councillor Leach, do you wish to speak?
I think that the delegation register is very important, so we have this. Doesn't stop, it keeps going. Even if the CEO is not around, there's other people that can ensure that we do decision making and jobs as efficient and as quickly as we can. So,
thank you, Councillor Jensen. Any other councillors wish to make a comment?
I will move the phone.
Seconded. Policy reviews. Henry, would you like to speak?
Yes, so we do an annual policy review in Oxford for each year. These policies that I brought to you at this time were more time-pending. One policy, especially the privacy and information sharing policy, as stated, I've done a name change and then just updated it so that it's the ready for the Press Act that comes into place by the 1st of July. So, and this was the last council meeting before then, so now it's just so that we have a policy around that, and the financial assistance program is a new policy, and we now are offering a couple more programs to staff to just have some guidelines around that for future, like I'm not here or if that have those guidelines in place. And the other ones just with the timing in regards to annuals and budget setting, it was just appropriate to bring down, but generally we do do them in. Thank you.
Has anybody any questions they would like to ask? Someone please move the officer's recommendation. Councillor Leach, seconder. Councillor Smith. Councillor Leach.
But policies are there so we make more decisions and we have guidelines in order to make those decisions and try and be fair with our community, and the best part is we can review them and amend them if they don't work. And that's what we're always doing, we're always revising and reviewing so that we can make decisions.
Smithy, any other councillors wish to comment? All in favour? Audit, risk and improvement committee recommendations. The council plan 2025 to 2035 review.
As written, just to bring this forward from the audit, risk and improvement committee, the review of council plan that incorporates the strategic community plan. Yeah. Otherwise, as written in the agenda item.
Do any councillors have any questions they'd like to ask? Okay. Could I move of the committee and officers' recommendation, please? Councillor Hickey, seconder. Councillor Dickinson. Councillor Hickey. Councillor Dickinson. Any other councillors wish to comment? All in favour? Seconded. Right, 8.2.5, reviews and the continuation of building services, City of Kalamunda.
This is a continuation of an existing arrangement that's operated well for quite some time. So really just reviewing a memorandum of understanding to continue a similar basis to previous years.
Has anyone any questions? Do I have someone who would like to move the officer's recommendation? Please, Councillor Talbot, seconded Councillor Dickinson. Yeah, Councillor Talbot, you should comment.
I just agree that done a very good job over the period.
Makes sense to have the house also the house. So yeah, I'm happy to move it as is.
Councillor Dickinson.
I believe that it actually creates very good value for money for the Shire projects.
Any other comments? Yes.
So, we'll discuss that at the end.
Thank you. All in favour of the officer's recommendation? 7 in the order. 8.2.6, Road Tourism Association, Memorandum of Understanding. Very straightforward. Comments as you know. We do have an officer's recommendation. Can someone move the officer's recommendation, please? Councillor Leach, second up. Councillor Smith. Councillor Leach, do you wish to speak?
On myself and Councillor Smith, we're both representatives of the Road Tourism Group, Australian Pond Group, a bit to promote Pathway to the Rock. So, it's great to collaborate with neighbouring shires, seeing what they're doing and promoting each other's event. And it's a great forum to help promote our own tourism. So.
Councillor Smith?
Yes. Lisa said, it works really well, and probably looking outside the box, like trying to promote tourism in our general area instead of just focusing on the natural attraction as well.
Any other comment? So, before8.2.7, Department of Transport Leasing Agreement. As you can see, these were two attached confidential items. Spanjer, who wish to speak?
The item is as written, but just to add that this is also the extension of an existing contract with the Department of Transport for Licensing Services in Corrigan, revision of a new agreement at the end of the previous term.
We have a officer's recommendation. Okay. Someone who would like to move the officer's recommendation, please. Councillor Hickey, second to Councillor Leach. Councillor Hickey.
No, I'm happy to vote for this.
Councillor Leach.
It's very important service to shrugging by to be trying to try.
Any other councillors wish to comment?
I forget. I'm a big soft, very important service, and I hate to see us with such pity that they have been such a solution. but my problem is that I'm buying that. I must think it's really important that for our for the company transactions.
All in favour? 7. Right. 8.2.8 development protections. Councillor Hickey, so are you interested?
I think we have to verbally declare an interest.
Try to be at the full cost.
Yes. Just number 2.
Right.
Councillor Hickey, I declare an interest in 8.2.8, the development application for those new soils at Grunfield Bulk Camping. It's been a shareholder. Financial against for city owners.
Thank you. Councillor Jacobs, I declare a financial interest in this item as a shareholder of CBH and as a seller of grain to CBH.
Yes, Leach. I declare that I have financial interest in my 8.2.8 because I am a shareholder of CBH and a seller of.
Councillor Dyer, I have a partiality interest due to his close relationship to the area manager and the
operations specialist, but I can take my decision if not worries.
Councillor Talbot, I have an indirect financial interest in this. My husband's company is a shareholder of CBH, and as such, I'm a beneficiary of trust that receives income from CBH. In contracts with CBH. I have received approval from the Minister to do vote in that question. Actually, as the CEO, also declare a financial interest as I'm also a shareholder in CBH and director of a company that has grain contracts with CBH in the 25-26 year. I'm not the author of the item, nor a decision maker in this.
Okay. All right. So the development application applies for the new solar array at the cooperative bulk handling. Summary, this report recommends the council grant conditional approval to the development application submitted by Salad Construction Services on behalf of CBH and the construction use of proposed new solar array at Lot 20 on deposited plan 41206 Corrigan South Road. The officer's recommendation is to approve the development application submitted by the Allen Construction Services on behalf of Cooperative Bulk Handling for construction and use of proposed new array at Block 20 deposited plan 41206 South Road Corrigan, subject to the following conditions and notes as written. And I please ask for a mover. Councillor Dyer to move. And would you like to speak? Oh, sorry. And the seconder, yep. Councillor Smith. Councillor Dyer, would you like to speak on this?
Not outside, just so that anything where things being improved around town is a good thing. So, yeah, that's all I've said.
8.2.9,
Central Bank Care Incorporated, 48 Bedford Street, Corrigan. I will ask Mrs. Manchin if she would like to speak about this.
Well, this is an unusual item in that it relates to a land title that we have in our records here as being owned by the Shire of Corrigan, being the Central Ankea Building, 48 Curtin Street. It seems that this property was intended to be transferred to Central Ankea after they finished construction payments of a self-supporting loan. It seems that at the time the loan was finalised, the land and building were never actually transferred across to Central Ankea. So we have confirmed through the correspondence available at the Shire and also with the Central Ankea that the loan was paid in full, and it seems to be an administrative correction that is required to transfer the land now into their name.
Does anyone have any questions? Can I have someone move the officer's recommendation, please? Second that. Councillor Dyer. Councillor Leach. Councillor Dyer. Yes. Anybody else have any comments, questions? Thank you. All in favour? Yes. Next point, 2.2, Disability Access and Inclusion Plan, Annual Report and Implementation Plan. Mrs. Henry, do you have fairly standard officer's recommendation. So if someone could move this recommendation, please. Councillor Talbot, seconder. Councillor Smith. Councillor Talbot.
It's just good to see that being on terms and acts. Okay. Thank you getting the recommendation plan and pulling through on something like that.
On your right, so,
yep.
I think it's maybe as useful. Councillor Sidney. Or any other councillors? All in favour? Seven. 6.2.11, Chief Executive Officer's Annual Review of Performance. Have someone move the officer's recommendation that the committee, in accordance with Clause 15.10, standing orders, meet behind closed doors. Councillor Hickey, Councillor Talbot. All in favour? Okay. Works and Services Report? No risk. 9, Chief Executive Officer's Report. As the President's Report. A lot's been happening this month. Just key things that have happened. We had the U4s from the Corrigan District High School visit the chambers on the 27th of May. They were all that excited to come in and sit down and have a name that they wanted to be. What was all this about? The gavel, that was a great interest. And that they all had to have a name, and it was quite interesting. We did, you know, pose a few questions to them about what they wanted and what they didn't. And so it was an interesting exercise, and I think they thoroughly enjoyed it. And they even thought perhaps if they took one of these chairs back, their teacher may stay, which was interesting. He was off overseas, but a while. Coffee with councillors, a positive comment about the new section of the Corrigan Yellowing Road, so it's nice to hear compliments. I did have another compliment regarding grading of a particular road out of the south eastern end of the Shire, and what a great job they have done. About four paths, we spoke about the paths. We said we do have a plan with the paths, and that's the thing. So that's all good. Row Rock, meeting on the 4th of June. We had queried in, we put a submission to the Row Rock Council. So they have been issued with an invitation to join. So they had spoken to another rock as well. They think that they did their presentation was excellent and they felt a lot of their things they are doing are aligned with what rock are doing. On the 31st of May, I officially opened and addressed the Corrigan Speedway. Excellent day, and they must be given to them for the fantastic job they have done over at the Speedway. So I'm meeting at Dunbar, which I thought was one of the better ones that I've attended. Some interesting, and what you call Tony Brown, the local government inspector, spoke. Very factual. Just a few infringements, if they brought up, whether about failure to vote in a council meeting, be fined $500. If you don't do your annual returns, $1,000. If you don't declare gifts to you, $1,000. If you don't do your training, $500. So these are just what's coming out. It was very factual. And it was really quite a good point. And he said, you know, as councillors, we've got to be respectful. We should know our roles and responsibilities. We should be working together and have open and transparent relationships with the community. So it was. Then we had Department of Fire and Emergency, Services Deputy Murray Carter, the Executive Director of Rural Fire Services. He provided quite an interesting report, looking at, you know, with crowd work, talking about machinery fires. There's about 40% of all fires that go to are machinery related, and 95% of those fires happen in November or December, harvest time. And he did mention about harvest vehicle vans. They do work. So that was positive, and it came up about they're well aware that there's a lot more problem happening now than there used to be. And the thing of assessments was brought up by the Cotton Shire that they felt that there should be a lot more funding made available so shires or areas can employ assessments to help out with them. Those are the speakers. So they were basically two of the speakers. The host council at Dunbar, they gave an excellent presentation. Amy, the CEO, not CEO, their president, and Gavin Treasure, their CEO, who was on his second last day of work, I think. He retired, so I think he will be greatly missed in the sector, because he was really quite passionate CEO. If others spoke, there's may have more that people would like to say about that. So that was it. I did show that. Thanks to all the councillors for their time that they are giving up. Budget, CEO review, etc. That's much appreciated. And also, I would like to acknowledge Brendan Wills, who recently received a member of the Order of Australia. Brendan was a councillor here in 2000. He entered the National Party in 2001 to 2000. So he was with the National Party from 2001 to 2017. In that time, he was a leader of the party from 2005 to 2013, and then again from 2016 to 2017. So he was a member for Meriden 2001 to 2008, and then I guess it changed to Central Rebuild from 2008 to 2013. Then he was minister at Pilbara
national minister from 2013 to 2017, which that was a great feat because it was a great representative. So he was awarded the member of the Order of Australia for his significant service to the people of Parliament of WA and to regional communities, recognising his enduring contribution through initiatives like Royalties for Region. And he's really known as the father of Royalties for Region, which many of our communities benefit from. And I feel it probably would be appropriate that we sent a letter to Brendan congratulating him on receiving such an award. And Councillor Training, hopefully you are all on the track with that. I think that's all. Any other councillors' questions, reports, information? Let's go around. Councillor Hickey?
Sure, no, in relation to, yes, Seth's own at Dummy Young, it's a good day at all. Very cold in the hall. Put it back in the hall, then the breeze went up the hill. Some people come exceptionally well prepared, so I think we do that. It looked quite funny from where I was sitting, all the key conditions for peasants on that wall. All the chairs on that side, a big issue. All the chairs on that side were tall, but the chairs on this side were all sparse, as they come. So, it's quite interesting way, but that's not from what they wanted, but it's just the way that the other few people were seeing. But just a note in relation to that, yes, we had Dummy Young certainly put on the presentation there. They did well. And Nathan and Gavin was just about on the last two of them, so I thought all those were it's a change to Dummy Young. New CEO starting the law. But no, most of the stuff we have good presentation, but Tony certainly gave a fantastic presentation on his work here at the speed. Part of the National Relations Order, Regulations Society. So that's like government inspector on the city of Marketable, so it's got a happy place to a person who's got to make a decision and adjudicate over the top of people. I think I've been struggling with that massively because I've never done it before and never had to do it because it's just work you need. Well, so he's fine. For his time being, I don't know that he's really loving it, but he's doing a great job with it, but it's hard on him, so that'll be my blessing. From there, Friday night was awards night, well, we're awards night at night in person. I was supposed to give the invitation to go. And we saw Gavin Treasure, who's the CEO, and Dummy Young give an Eminent Service Award large from Brisbane. Still got an Eminent Service Award as well, so it's fantastic. And a guy by the name of David Bluton. Now, David was CEO of Marin Bean a few years back, 4 or 5 years ago, and very awful situation, but his wife was killed in an accident, and he resigned to repent terms of both his family and children and all that. He received a man of service more than his dedication and work with him, the local government system. So, these people who have been through some hardships have come from some of them. I'm really proud for David to do that.
Karen Chappell, our past president of Walgreen, received a very topical to see. This is the best medal that that's above the life membership. So she received that for her contribution to Walgreen, to local government in the state. Now that's and she's still president of Marl. She's not going to be done up any time soon. And one life membership was handed down to the president of Sandstone Hospital. Must be about that investment to see if it's a topic. She's been president for 28 years, so it's fantastic accolade for her. And there's a group of the Sandstone people there. So there was very like hand oil. So it's just like habits done. Stream with her on the wall and all the improvements that they have here. So it's actually rewarding the people that do a lot of work within local government. So, and it's done
a big part of it. And I suppose the staff now, not only the councillors, and it's also the staff being aware with all those political voters, work over and above their job. That shone through disabilities, mental health, stroke wards, have other presentations. Anyway, that's me.
Thank you. See you for that. Councillor Smith.
Yeah, just brought in to set the Corrigan Speedway. It's been a long time coming, getting that up and running. Weather probably wasn't the best day, but I think we saw a pretty good turnout. Probably a few competitors were down, but I think there were plenty of people travelled from far and wide, so it's obviously there's a bit of a market for there. I just had a comment made by a dad while we're there with a house full of boys riding motorbikes. And he came up to me and said he'd heard there were grants there for motocross trips, so that's been well can not only that, but other things that you can do for if there are sporting assistant things around town. You know, yeah, do get even the local coppers even asked me where do you ride motorbikes in town? So, I mean, there are a lot of kids with bikes. And what we've seen in the news lately, the amount of e-bikes and stuff they're destroying, yeah, if we give them a facility, hopefully they'll stop that roads.
Thank you. Any other councillors? There's no urgent business. It's much bulletin this month. Regional Road Group report. Is you going to have a present? And then the primary health has come about the little lines that are going across to Canberra next week. But government will funding a lot funding lines information. So there's been a lot of work done, particularly by Ben Armstrong, President of Black Grace. He's very passionate about this. So there's a little bit here about what his primary health is Commonwealth responsibility. Then there's a letter, an invitation regarding it. Then there's the actual founding members have been Black Grace, Ngawangwarup, Narrabeen, Kojuna, Jeremunga and Ravenshaw. Main ones, and then there's I think 15 affiliated members, which we are affiliated with, are going across to support this year, and there's just the agenda of what's happening regarding that on Monday the 22nd in Canberra. And so that's just on there, so you can see what we're at. There's no welcome since the phone motions. Our next ordinary council meeting is Tuesday the 21st of July, and we have a meeting closed at 4:50.